So I've been writing sermons for something like 15 years, and I keep track of every single one on my computer, so I can tell you that we are well into the 200s at this point. And it is crazy that somehow I have never preached on this gospel passage. There are not many left. And it means that I get to share a really dumb preacher's joke with you from the pulpit for the first time. And I'm cautiously optimistic about how this will go. So why were the people that Jesus was talking to called Sadducees?
Aren't they Sadducees?
Because they didn't believe in the resurrection, and so they were sad, you see. Yeah. I know, it's pretty bad. But now that you've heard it, will you ever forget that the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection? To be fair, we actually have no idea why they're called Sadducees. We don't even know where the word came from. There are some Hebrew scholars that have proposals, but honestly, none of them are very convincing. But we do know some other things about the Sadducees. First, we know that they were a political party, like the Pharisees, who we hear more about. There's a historian named Josephus. He was a Roman Jew, and he was writing almost exactly the same time as Luke. And he actually compares the Sadducees to the Pharisees. Now, I'm going to say this, but you have to keep in mind that he himself probably was a Pharisee and probably was therefore not the most unbiased source. But he said that the Pharisees were the group that was really skilled at explaining the law, and that they ascribed everything that happened to God. They thought that since the soul was incorruptible, that good souls, God would move into other bodies, and the bad souls would just be punished forever. The Sadducees, on the other hand, Josephus said, they didn't believe in fate or the immortality of the soul. They felt that people had the ability to choose good or evil, and that all of us had both capabilities inside us. So whatever good there was in the world was not caused by God, but it was caused by human beings. And then the same thing for evil. So for them, God wasn't really concerned a whole lot with right or wrong. And so there was no need to punish or reward people after death, hence no need for a resurrection. Is that a fair assessment? Who knows? The Sadducees were only around for a couple hundred years on either side of Jesus, and then they fade out of history altogether. And they didn't really leave any of their own writings, so we have to take other people's word for it. But there's one thing that is really well attested because we also have it in the Bible, and that is this lack of belief in life after death. So that is what sits in the background of this confrontation with Jesus. They're trying to trap him with a completely absurd question. Because either this woman was the unluckiest person ever, or she needed to be investigated by the temple police, and like now. It also means that the answer Jesus gives us here is not a treatise on marriage. So for those who may have had multiple spouses and you read this and you're naturally concerned about what that looks like in the afterlife, that's not what this teaching is about. Not really. But it is one of the stories that appears in all three of what we call the Synoptic Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So clearly this is an important teaching. And that should lead us to ask why. And I would suggest that is because the point Jesus is trying to make is that the resurrection is real. And that is super important. There is a life after this life. So when Jesus says that God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, that doesn't mean that God no longer cares about those who have died, or that God has somehow forgotten about them. No, it means they're still alive. Just like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, just like Moses, but with a different sort of life. because things clearly work differently in heaven, but it is still real. We hear over and over and over again in Scripture this one thing, and when we hear it over and over, we should probably believe it. Death is not final. Death is an enemy that God overcame in Jesus Christ. Just like sin and pain and evil and oppression, all of these things have been defeated or are in the process of being defeated in this weird in-between time we have. That's the heart of the gospel message. That's the good news. The good news is that the Sadducees were just flat out wrong. From time to time, someone will stand in a pulpit and try to explain to you exactly what that will look like in the future. I have a humble suggestion for you. Stop listening, because none of us has a clue. What will our bodies be like in the resurrection? I don't know. Will we have our beloved pets? I don't know. What happens to marriages and families in the afterlife? I don't know. Who gets to be there and who doesn't? I certainly don't know. Because those questions are too small compared to the one that Jesus was trying to answer for us. He's trying to tell us that our God, the God of the living, promises all of us a future of life, a future that is utterly perfect. Whatever that looks like, I can tell you one thing for sure. It'll be great. Amen.